This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, March 28. Forced to carry. Our passage comes from Mark chapter 15. Very early in the morning, the chief priests, with the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin, made their plans. So they bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. "Are you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate. "You have said so," Jesus replied. The chief priests accused him of many things, so again Pilate asked him, "Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they are accusing you of." But Jesus still made no reply, and Pilate was amazed. Now it was the custom at the festival to release a prisoner whom the people requested. A man called Barabbas was in prison with the insurrectionists who had committed murder in the uprising. The crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did. "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate, knowing it was out of self-interest that the chief priest had handed Jesus over to him. But the chief priest stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead. "What shall I do then with the one you call the king of the Jews?" Pilate asked them. "Crucify him," they shouted. "Why? What crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him!" Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. The soldiers led Jesus away into the palace and called together the whole company of soldiers. They put a purple robe on him, then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on him. And they began to call out to him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Again and again they struck him on the head with a staff and spit on him. Falling on their knees, they paid homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. A certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. Then they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it, and they crucified him, dividing up his clothes. They cast lots to see what each would get. Jesus was arrested and brought before the governor, Pilate, on false charges, and he was flogged by Roman soldiers. The soldiers' whips were made of leather strings that had pieces of lead, sharp bones, or nails tied onto them. Each stroke of the whip tore the person's skin and ripped out pieces of flesh. The soldiers also placed a crown of thorns on Jesus' head. All of this left Jesus deathly weak and bleeding, and he could not carry his cross. Simon, a man from Cyrene in North Africa, was passing by on his way in from the country, and the Romans forced him to carry Jesus' cross to Golgotha. Simon was probably tired already, since he was traveling into Jerusalem from the countryside, but he was forced to change course and go back out of the city. And for what? To carry a cross for a man sentenced to a most horrible death by crucifixion. Did Jesus talk to Simon or look him in the eye? We don't know, but it seems that Simon's life may have changed after carrying that cross. He is described also as the father of Alexander and Rufus, mentioned here in a way that suggests these young men were known by the community that first read the book of Mark. Did Simon and his family become followers of Jesus? They surely could have, because many became believers after Jesus rose from the dead and ascended to heaven. Do you believe? Pray with me. Father God, let us serve you by carrying whatever cross you call us to. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.